What's up, guys? Adam Carr here with the first episode back in 2020 of Horribly Hollywood Single, brought to you by AfterBuzz TV. Some of the worst dating stories told by some of the best guests in Hollywood. Speaking of guests, I have the brilliantly hysterical Ava Seha up next.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now,
hello! Welcome to 2020. Here we are, Horribly Hollywood Single. I am your captain, Adam Carr, leading you into this dumpster fire dating scene that is Los Angeles. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a splendid new year. I hope you ate. I hope you drank. I hope you smoked. I hope you were merry. My wonderful, fantastic guest co-host today. You know her from Idiot Army. You know her Lifetime's new The Twisted Nanny. Give it up for Tara Erickson, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, guys, it's me. Happy to be back here at my second home after Buzz TV.
I'm so excited to have you here.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like I really, like, I wanted you here for a long time. So ooh, thank you so much for being a part of this.
You're welcome.
We have a wonderful guest joining us today. She's hysterical. She's brilliant. I was watching a bunch of her clips, and I just had the joy and pleasure of meeting her before we started the show today. You know her from the movie SWAT. You know her from the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Ladies and gentlemen, Ava Seha in the house. Welcome. Welcome. How are you?
I'm a little gassy after drinking this.
Yeah? You doing okay?
Rockstar. It's good.
Oh, it happens. Star.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Do you subscribe to the energy drinks?
I do. I'm addicted.
Nice. How many would you say you crack a day?
I just do one, and then
You get rocking.
Yeah, and then I get rocking.
And then you're
mentally and
starring.
Yeah, because I do a pre energy in the morning before I could do my workout.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
there you go.
I pump iron.
You pump iron?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Getting strong with 2020,
so
or you were
strong.
Already strong beforehand?
Probably not. I mean, I date a lot of bi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
Do you not, I like, during the holidays, yeah, don't you eat, like, so much pie? I can't.
Yeah.
It's my, like, November and December, I'm like, if I can just eat a whole pie by myself.
Oh, sure.
And you leave me alone.
I get it, man. Yeah.
What's your favorite pie? Sorry.
I like pumpkin pie or apple pie.
Okay.
Good choices.
Very good.
Reason
choices.
I didn't laugh when you said pie is because I thought you said bye.
I thought you said bye too.
That's,
I thank you for saying that.
I love to eat.
I thought she said I'm very.
What does it have to do with my holidays?
I'm only bye during those few. It's like people have dry January. I have bye December.
By December.
Yeah.
From
like,
December 20th through 30th.
I'll take all the pussy and the dick.
Bye a shit. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Both.
Well, you have to go like, it's not like this now. It's like
right.
This. I just accept whatever's coming at me.
Oh, good for you.
It's
good
way. It's very, like, non-binary.
Do you ever go by Susie Cakes?
Hollywood, I have been to Susie Cakes. Actually, they're very good.
Yeah. So that's like, I stopped drinking. It'll be, oh, shoot. It's actually been 2 years. I didn't even mean to do this.
Wow.
January 3rd.
Nice. Congratulations.
It's been, thank you. And don't worry, I'm not like a saint. I switched to cannabis. Like I didn't discover some new trend. But my sweet tooth shot through the roof when I cut out booze. And all of a sudden, pie, Oreos, everything that like when you're a kid, you want to go back to like something tasting pure,
yeah,
and amazing. Cut out booze.
Mine, so I haven't drank, I'll be 3 years in May.
Holy crap.
Thank you. By choice, it's awful.
I just can't get a drink
anymore. The worst. No, I've been kicked out every bar everywhere. No.
there we go. I there had go. A better soundtrack. Just my mouth.
So I have mine's salt. I can eat one, you know, those Lay stacks?
Yeah.
So I'm crazy about those things. Okay. I'll have like one of them a day because they're my addiction now.
Yeah.
And they're my addiction now. And
is there
a deer? They only sell them at Rite Aid and at Vaughn's. They don't sell them at Ralph's. So if their one Rite Aid is out of them, I have to go to another. One day I went to 6 Rite Aids just to find some Lay stacks.
You
so,
need to, you know
they
what?
They don't have those at Costco?
You, yeah. Why don't you make a commercial for Rite Aid right now? Because that needs to be, no. I went to Rite Aid. Oh,
no,
Stacks, there it is.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh,
delicious.
My gosh, it's so good.
So wait, what's the difference between Pringles and Stacks?
Stacks are thicker because size matters.
Ooh, this is good. I like this.
I've heard that before.
I need those kind of reviews.
Yeah. I don't know why they taste better than Pringles for some reason. And
listen, I like chips. I love sweets, and I
you know,
had a drink last night.
I'm not out there
night.
Killing anybody anymore, so I'm eating Stacks. So this Hell is a yeah. good thing.
Drink? Did you, what's your favorite drink? What do you do?
All of them. But mostly right now, tequila and soda with three limes. I'm a real pain when I go to the bar.
It's a very LA drink.
And I'm like, I could grab the limes myself.
It's your probiotic with the soda, so there's no calories?
Yes.
This is
kombucha. That's the actress drink.
Yeah, No, but actually, I am addicted to salt, too. I always ask them to salt the rim, even though it's not a margarita. Like, yeah. And I eat all of the rock salt.
Do you like spice? Do you like
yes.
all the spice? You should do
tajin.
Tajin.
Damn, I've been saying it wrong.
Sorry, this is the...
Yeah, you do tahini and like do an orange next time instead of a lime. And you get some tahini and an orange. Oh my God, you're welcome.
In my tequila?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh my gosh, she's changing my
life. I'm
going to
now drink vicariously through you. This is...
Or, you know, you could do what I used to do.
I'm so excited.
I know, now you get to, now you're going to drink.
I used to do chilled shots of pineapple vodka.
Oh.
Because you can't taste the vodka.
Rough living. I don't mind the vodka.
And and then I would just do like five or six of those throughout the evening. Oh, that's your tahin.
Yeah, tahin.
I've been saying it so wrong for
it's
so
okay.
long.
No, it's okay.
We so, like every Mexican kid has like tahin at home. I have like four of those things.
That's what they put at the fruit stands. That's what's so good when they put on top of the fruit.
Yeah. So good.
Big fan of the tahin. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Horribly Hollywood Single. There's a lot of feel-good podcasts out. A lot of people talk about ways to help people. And, you know, have you ever noticed this? And meditation. And that's really wonderful. And you should definitely subscribe and like those podcasts. What we do here is we just talk about the bad shit. Because everybody's got it. And everyone's had bad dates. And everyone's had bad experiences. And I've noticed that we all tend to commiserate around misery. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
I've been asking.
Very good. Very good.
My fiance at home, I say the wrong words, and then
she'll
go.
She's so proud of you right now.
I know. Well, sweetie, I love you. Really, Ava, the floor is yours. We can kind of just start talking about, you know, either bad dates or things you've been on. If maybe there's one bad person in particular or something that you've had, and we'll just kind of pepper in things with our own experiences as it goes.
Yeah.
But really, the floor is yours. Whatever you want to say, whatever you want to talk about.
Oh, God.
You can do it. And don't be afraid to go dark. Don't be afraid to blame people.
This is a safe space.
You blame everybody.
This wasn't your fault. It's their fault.
Always.
So, okay. So, I am a serial relationship person. I'm not much of a date person. Which is, I feel like that's very unusual compared to people who are out there like dating consistently. So, so let's start with some things. So I am one of those people. I actually became a Mormon for a guy.
No way.
Yeah, totally. Here's the thing is I was dating this guy and I really liked the people I was hanging around with and they were really nice to me. And I grew up like, I was arrested three times before I was 18, so like I was kind of a troublemaker.
Did your time.
Yeah, and so I was 19 years old. I just got out of this relationship and my first big love. And I met
big love like the Mormon TV show.
Yeah. And I met this girl and we were hanging out and she was talking about this Mormon thing and I was like, this sounds nice and these people are nice and I want to be like a nice person someday.
Yeah.
Because I'd been so bad my entire life. And so I was like, this is great. And I met this guy and like he seemed really nice too. And I was like, oh my gosh, like we're dating now.
Yeah.
And then the day after I got baptized, he dumped me.
Holy shit.
Wait, the day after you became baptized in a Mormon?
So then I was like, fuck y'all, I'm gonna fucking do this. And I stayed in there for 5 years. And I was like, I was a teacher. And I went and did like baptisms of the dead in Salt Lake City Temple and stuff like that. Yeah.
Why'd you stare him down every time you went to temple?
Well, here's the thing is that like I knew he was gay. I don't know why I'm whispering that.
It's okay. If you whisper closer into the mic, we won't hear you.
So, and the Mormons don't believe that in that thing, right? So,
of course.
He was trying to like level out the fact that he wasn't and he was hiding that. And I know that he's out now, which is great.
That's
so glad.
Good for him.
But it was just like.
Unfortunately, the casualty of that was your life and time.
He let you go too far.
Yeah, which is crazy because I got out. Right after Prop 8 happened, because that was against gay people, and they were like, you need to go door to door and tell people that you need to vote yes or something on it. And I
was
like,
for the Defense of Marriage Act.
Yeah, and I was like,
which is a great way to spin it.
I was like, no, I don't believe that. So I got out, and then I immediately dated a drug dealer. I'm not joking. That was the weird year. I lived in my car, and then I met this guy because my friend started hanging out with the wrong people again. I like that.
You were like a female Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah.
Maybe you came back out and you're like, nah, I'm going to go back in.
I want to be good, but I just can't.
But it feels so good being dad. Yeah.
So, and then I got super addicted to cocaine, and I met this guy and I was helping him sell it and stuff like that. And
He
was great. Yeah. It was a very weird transition.
Was there ever a time selling cocaine that you thought I might die today? Did that ever happen?
No,
or was it a nice PG cocaine experience?
No, it was. Later on, because I got really skinny from it, I would put ice on my I put ice on my chest when I feel the heart attack coming on.
Yeah,
bite down on a bear and put my arm up and stand next to the refrigerator or the freezer.
On a bear? Mm-hmm. On a what?
Aspirin?
Yeah, it's like an aspirin.
Oh, a bear.
I thought you meant,
thins your blood, because what a heart attack doing
is... You're bi and you like bears.
Yes, exactly.
I like really hairy bear. So if you are...
Good for you.
Yeah, it's great.
You're being so honest. So many people have problems being this honest.
Really?
I got to tell you, yeah. I didn't know you personally as much before. I respect the hell out of you so much more now.
Thank
you. Just knowing you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're just saying the shit.
Well, obviously I don't do any of those
obviously,
things.
No,
obviously. But here's another thing is I was like, oh, that's really smart of me to do so I can keep going. But who thinks?
So you can push yourself past the point.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, look what I can do with my body. People try to do marathons. I can keep going and myself after I've basically had a mini heart attack. I can keep going.
Which ended first, the cocaine or the guy? The relationship.
The guy ended because he used to beat me up really bad, and so he beat me up so bad I was declared dead on arrival at the hospital, and then we broke up after that.
Oh,
so that was fantastic.
That's so weird.
Yeah, he was great. He was a really great person.
Jeez.
So did you do more cocaine? Just deal with that? Were you just high all of the time?
I stopped after that, and then I went back to it when I moved to LA.
Mm-hmm.
So this was all pre. Was this in Mormontown before you came to LA?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's
oh my
crazy.
God.
Where it was supposed to be more perfect and peachy keen.
But it was only
white picket fences.
Yeah. Well, and so crazy because I was selling drugs out of a house that was a white picket fence.
Stop it.
Wow.
I thought it was so funny.
To suburban moms?
Well, yeah.
Pretty average.
We're moms buying them.
Yeah.
We're buying it, right?
So many people buy that shit. It's crazy.
I think everybody does. If one thing about drugs, they're universal.
Yeah.
Well, they are universal.
They're the one thing
that bring people together.
They bring everybody from every social, economic background and race together.
That's so true, because when you do cocaine with a bunch of people, everyone's so happy to be
with each
other.
You don't care if you're bi when you're doing coke with someone else.
I would come home with 30 Facebook friends.
Yeah.
And now to this day, I'm like, how did I meet this person? And they'll remind me, and I'm like, oh, great.
Kind of. Mormontown. Well, I mean, I'll have to vicariously live through you. Amy's forbidden me from ever trying cocaine. She said I'm too up as a person.
Yeah,
I never
you'll
would.
Get it. You'll like it.
No, I couldn't. I'm generally peppy.
Yeah,
7 a.m.
I'm the same way. I'm like, let's go do this.
And come on, without any.
Wouldn't it
coffee.
Be worse for someone who's kind of lower on the serotonin level to take it? Then you get an up, but then you get the come down. You're like,
I was already not great, and now I'm worse the day after.
Worse.
So now I'd that's why I've never done it.
Yeah.
People are like, you cannot do it because the come down would be terrifying.
I'm
a sad sack. I mean, I can be. But they're like, no, the come down, you wouldn't be able to handle it.
All your friends are like, you should just do heroin and bath salts.
Totally.
Your thing. That's your thing, or bath salts.
Today on Horribly Hollywood Single, heroin and bath salts.
I'm not single right now, which is great.
Good
I'm
for
with
you.
A really great guy. He's awesome.
Nice.
I'm very
How long
happy.
Have you been with this gentleman?
We have been together for a year and a half now.
How did you meet?
We met at work, and I had just broken up with my last ex, who was a fucking sociopath, who cheated on me for a whole year with his coworker.
What? And you didn't know? Shoot.
No. And here's the thing is when I found out and I contacted her and asked her about it, And I felt really bad because she's a really nice person. And
did
like,
she have any
she
idea?
Didn't know?
She had no idea. And neither did
what?
I.
So he kept like two separate lives.
Yeah, he did. He was living with me at one point, and then he was like, "Oh, I think we should like we were having issues." And he was like, "Well, sure. Let me move out to my own place, and I think that'll help." And I was like, "Okay." And then 3 months after he moved out, I found out.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I felt really bad.
At least that's so terrible. But at least he was out, and you didn't have to come home and live with him. And
oh
then be
yes.
Like, now
absolutely.
We have to figure out our own space, especially if he's like, well, I can't leave. I'm broke. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
At least he wasn't a loser about it. He's just a total dickhead sociopath.
Well, here's the thing is for like maybe 4 or 5 months when he was living with me before he moved out, he was broke. And so I was like, you know what? I'll pay the rent for these months.
Ugh. Girls
so
like
he'd
you.
Been saving up.
I was like, you were so sweet.
God
you're so amazing.
You.
And then unfortunately, you enable like terrible guys, man children.
Which is crazy because all my friends are like, no way, Ava, you're the crazy one. I'm like, I'm actually really like, what can I do for you? Is there anything? Yeah, I'm really like, sweet.
Pleasers.
Yeah.
Did that girl that found out that she was the mistress like end up breaking up with him?
Yeah, she did.
She did?
Yeah.
Okay. So he was at a double loss.
Well,
totally
I went back
deserves.
To him.
After no way.
You, okay, wait. Yeah, and I was like, well, that's because we've been together for 4 years.
Got it.
And I thought he was the one. And I think any time, ladies or gentlemen who are listening to this, any time you have to say, but I love him, that's a fucking red flag.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. If you have to say that about the person you're dating, then it's like...
But I love him.
Yeah, like, I have a friend right now who's, like... There was a couple of people that she, this guy that she's dating, that like cheats on her all the time, and she's like, "Oh, I know he does this," and da da da. I'm like, "What? What are you doing?" Like, but you, but I love him. It's like when you say that, that's, come on, man. Like,
it's
you know, that's flag. Not a good thing.
That's yeah. I got a friend
you
going through
mean?
A similar thing. A guy who's a total narcissist, does a lot of stuff, doesn't really involve her, talk to her about stuff. And he's pretty terrible. And she keeps seeing all this bad stuff happen. And she keeps going, yeah, but like, I mean, but he could get clean, right? I mean, he could, and it just keeps, I'm like,
oh, but
if
we can,
you
we
have
can
to
fix
keep
him,
saying
right?
how good it could be. I'm like, it. Just look at what is.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, because I'm telling you right now, like I had some, I had bad arguments with Amy when I used to drink. And finally she was just like, you seem to be like really upset and then you drink more. And then I was like, you know what, let me just try a little social experiment here. Let me just not have a drink today and see how bad I feel at the end of the day. And then all of a sudden like arguments went down 85%.
Yeah.
Wow. And I was like, there's your lowest common denominator variable. So it's time to make a change.
That's nice that you did that though, because some people wouldn't do that. Do you know what I mean?
It was like, one of those weird things too where like we had taken a little space after a couple months of dating. Like, literally, it had been 3 months in, and I was getting super clingy, emotional. She was getting much more far away. And finally, I was like, you know
what?
You
were ewing her, like we were talking about earlier. Yeah.
I was like, let's just take a little step back. And then right at that time happened, we rescued a kitten together. And I had told her, I'm not a cat guy. I don't do cats. Don't ever talk about cats. Like, I'm not going to do it. Oh, yeah. And then we had to rescue this kitten, and we were, like, getting back together. And so I had to start... It's really weird. I feel like the reason our relationship kept changing and moving forward and becoming better is because I allowed myself the space to change and change my mind and change my preconceptions about certain things. And so to always say like, oh, no, it's going to be like this. Good luck. Because can we say that in this business? Can we say that in like what we're doing that like, well, we're only going to do this? Like, no, bullshit. You're going to do whatever you need to do to change and to adapt. And so I feel like if we take that same philosophy with relationships, we can actually do a lot better.
Yeah.
But where people get into trouble is like, nope, this is who I am. If you don't want to be a part of this, great, thank you, bye. And you're like, well, you just missed the
out
whole
on this
point.
Opportunity. Yeah. Totally.
So this was in L.A. Obviously, where you met your guy now.
Yeah.
After you got out of
yeah,
the
so
bad
like,
thing.
So
before.
Like I met him, and then, but I was still with my other guy. So I was like, oh, I can't, because when I met him. He was kind of grumpy, and I was like, oh, but he's so cute. I'm like, oh, but I'm with somebody. Like, that's off limits. So I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I let it out of my mind. And then we'd have a couple of conversations, and then I broke up with my ex. And then 2 weeks later, he found out that I'd broken up with my ex, and he was just like...
Oh,
he like
coming around?
Into,
hey, you want to join my
DM.
Book clubs?
Yeah. And then he was like, oh, yeah, so let's hang.
Some... Curious, when he wanted to talk to you,
yeah,
because back when, I mean, I used to be very desperate, single. I mean, I was just all over the place, 7, 8 dating apps. I was drunk off my ass all the time. I was a walking mess. So when he texts you, or did he text you, did he message you, what made you want to go, I want to talk to this guy more?
Well, so here's the thing, is that he was, okay, so we were working together.
Oh, right.
And he was acting grumpy and like so serious. And I was like, dude, what is your deal? And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, do you need to get laid? What's happening? And he was just like, what? And I was like, yeah, like, you are tense, my brother. Like, you need to... Do you have a number you can call? An app you can get on? What's happening? And he was just like, he's like, no one had ever talked to him like that. And so then we started talking.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Talk to me
and
more.
And I'm a pretty forward, like, honest person. I'll fucking talk the shit with you. And like, he liked that because he's very much like that as well. But just, he's very introverted. And I'm very extroverted about it. So that makes sense. And then we got to talking. We had a lot of things in common. Our trauma was the same, and I think that's really important too. Is you have to have like some of the same like bad shit happening. So you know, if you're single out there, try to get some bad stuff happening in your life so you can meet somebody. No, I'm joking. Don't do that.
Yes, true. But also, I feel like you don't really recognize or appreciate the good until you have gone through the bad.
Right.
And that's only going to happen with experience. That's only going to happen with putting yourself in situations that you otherwise wouldn't be in.
But yeah, so that's basically what happened. And then he was like, oh, you're, because I box and I do Muay Thai and martial arts and stuff like that. So he was like, oh, could you teach me how to box? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure.
How to box.
Yeah, so we went to go do that and it was raining. And he's like, to pick me up. And I was like, what's raining, you know? And he's like, oh, I'll take you out to breakfast. And I was like, okay. And he was like, done with breakfast. We had a good time. And he's like, well, the rain stopped. You want to go for a hike? And I was like, okay. And then we went for the hike. And then he was like, well, what do you want to do now? And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, have you finished Westworld yet? He's like, it's the new episode's there. And I was like, yeah, okay, let's go watch it. So then we're watching Westworld and it ends. And I'm just like, when is this guy going to fucking kiss me? So I looked at him and I was like, are we doing this? And he was just like, what? And I was like, yeah, are we fucking doing this right now? Are you going to be over there or are you going to come over here and we're going
to
do it?
He's trying to give you space. he thought you were in mourning.
I know, but he was just like, oh.
Right.
So then we did that. And then we were done with that. And then he was like, so I have to go hang with my friend tonight and go to a movie and dinner. And he's like, do you want to go? And I was like, yeah, let's go.
There we go.
So then we went to that. And then he went to drop me off. And he's like, oh, I wish you could stay over. And I was like, okay, well, I'll get my stuff and I'll come back down. And he goes, what? So that was, and then we've been inseparable ever since.
Oh my God.
Isn't that funny? I was just like, yeah, sure. You seem like a really nice, chill person.
Great.
Yeah, great. This is awesome.
Oh my God, that's like a rom-com. Like it one of those like movies that I want to be in that I cry about that I'm like, never gonna happen.
But like that, it took me.
So great.
So I'm 36 right now. I know I don't look 36.
You look 26. You both look freaking under 30.
How old are you right now?
Oh God.
Can't say.
I can ask.
God!
Listeners, cover your ears.
I'm 35. Okay, so. Okay.
You both don't look.
We don't look.
Anywhere close to your
fine.
Age.
People are. Do you get the thing in Hollywood? They're like, don't tell people your age. And I'm like, I love telling people my age because they're like, no, you're not. No,
right,
you're not.
Right.
And I'm like, right? Oh my God. I don't look my age. This is so fantastic.
For people listening on podcasts right now, both women I'm here with are aging like vampires.
Yeah.
They look absolutely stunning, pale, blinding, tan skin, both on each of them. It's.
It's
spot on.
I still buy for Forever 21 because
I
can.
Because you are.
Yeah.
Forever.
I buy
forever
from the 21. Target Kids section because it's cheaper to get sweaters there and
yes,
extra
thank
large.
Thank you. That is so true.
This shirt, Target.
Good stuff.
When sometimes when I have like, I want to get like a white button down, they're cheaper in the men's or the little boy section.
Yep. That's where I find all my dinosaur t-shirts.
That
just so you know, I you buy know, them all from
I have
the Target
three
Kids
three dinosaur t-shirt
section. They're the best.
I have a dinosaur tattoo. A Brontosaurus.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Makes me think of Land Before Time. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, I did see that movie.
You saw that movie, right?
Yeah.
Ever seen that movie?
I grew up with that movie.
What, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, when it Littlefoot.
That was in like 89 or something.
There's 89.
Yeah.
Diana Ross sings the song.
Oh my God.
Have you ever listened to that song?
I did not
I played
know that.
I played it the other day. You just have to, if we hold on together.
Can now, you, are you going to sing it for us right now?
I mean, it's just like, God, what is it?
It's,
if we hold on together, I know our dreams will never die.
That's actually like that.
Very good.
So it's
good.
You're too
that
kind.
Is so good.
It's one of those songs where I was like, oh, I remember this song, and I played it, and I was just bawling my. It was so good.
You're like, this is the best song
anyway,
ever.
Can we hold on together?
Were you masturbating when you were listening to that song too?
You know, I was, and it was with the left hand, so I felt like a stranger.
And he wasn't drinking, which makes it even weirder.
And that's a Tuesday. So. Wow, well, you've been very honest. Did you have anything else you wanted to pepper in, sprinkle, other things you want to throw on top of that?
Because listen, after all that, if you can find love, can't we all?
How long have you
all...
been with your guy now?
A year and a half.
Nice.
Yeah. So they say that.
After 2 years, the pheromones wear off.
It's true.
That we're no longer just drawn to have like. Crazy passionate sex. It's more like, oh, I'm really figuring out living with the person, certain things.
So that is totally a thing because like I've been in like 7 long-term relationships and it's just like that's 100% a thing. And usually you find out like who the person is after 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who they really are.
Are you scared of that moment with the guy you're dating now?
No.
I think it's going to be great.
No, I think
if nothing else, he might find out something more about you. I don't think you're going to find out anything more about him.
I think he knows a lot about me at this point.
You got some layers.
He,
I can tell.
Yeah.
you keep some
I'm
things
like an
on
onion.
DEFCON
And then
5,
while you're done, after you're done cutting me up, you're like,
you're going to cry.
Yeah. That's why you're laughing and crying at the same time.
Got to store you in the freezer so when we cut you, we don't cry.
But I can be seasoned with anything.
Ooh, this is good. Even tajine. I said it wrong.
Tajine.
Damn it,
God.
Are you Polish? What's happening?
Two white people on the show. You gotta throw in the silent J.
Tajine. Yeah.
Well done. That sounds like, that sounds like the name of like an Iraqi militant.
Tahim.
Take him to Tahim.
Are we allowed to talk about Iraq?
I don't think we are right now. Sorry.
Cut that out.
So I'm getting the eye roll. I want to bring in James. I just said James. Are you kidding me? Jeff Graham, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, I'm so sorry. I haven't brought you in here a little earlier, but
it's no problem, Aaron. I'm happy to hop in.
I can't believe I just said James.
Oh, I meant to say Aaron.
You told me that you would forget people's names.
Did I tell you?
I should have named myself Susan Sarandon at the very beginning.
About this. I told Ellen, I told Ava before the show that sometimes I know people's names and then just as I'm about to say them, even though I know, is it Jeff Crane Graham, right? Jeffrey Crane Graham.
That's actually exactly right.
Yeah, there you go. I know this whole thing and now it's all coming back to me. Sorry. So Jeff is the married voice of reason because he just married his college sweetheart and we love him for that. And he proposed, he put on a tux, he did all this thing. He showed up in a boat.
Showed up in a boat?
I sure did, yes.
He did something pretty amazing. He did the old switcheroo, the old I'm leaving for LA, but oh wait, let me show up on a boat with a tux and do this.
Damn.
She was pretty pleased. It's all been downhill from there, but we started out really strong with the proposal.
Wait, how long have you been dating before?
We were 3.5 years in when I proposed. So it was definitely enough time. And we just hit our year and a half.
Congrats.
Of marriage.
That's
so
amazing.
We're definitely still newlyweds, but enjoying the ride.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How's that tax break?
It's not, it's less than you hope. The irony
Let's talk about
this tax break.
Well,
thing.
We were so excited about the car insurance opportunities.
Wait, what's the car insurance opportunity?
So joint car insurance is supposed to be a thing, but somehow it was worse for us to join and file married than to each stay single. So according to our car insurance, as long as we don't get declared for fraud, we're both still single.
Who do you have? I have Progressive.
I'm with Progressive. She's with...
Fuck!
I think
great.
She's also Progressive.
Damn
I know.
It.
So.
I have State Farm, Jeff. Is there hope for me?
I bet our audience is loving this conversation, speaking of car insurance.
Look, we're supposed to talk about bad dates, but let me tell you what really scares us. Not having car insurance.
Are you in good hands?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm driving around with a ding on my car for like the last 2.5 years. I can't pay to get it.
My God.
Real metaphorical.
Real.
Why are we talking to Jeff?
Sorry. So, Jeff, bringing you on board here.
Can we talk about car insurance again, or
you want to move on to Geico, Jeff? Is that what you want to do?
Oh, boy.
Oh, thank you so much. You're welcome. I get a little lost. sometimes topics fly. So, Jeff, there was anything you wanted to add? Otherwise, we wanted to hop into some red flags here.
No, I'm all in. I do want to applaud Ava's candidness. It's funny. I've never lived the exciting kind of chapter of your life where you're like addicted to a drug. So it's always fun for me to live vicariously through our very exciting guests.
They're very exciting.
I've done all that. I used to be a car salesman.
That's epic.
Sometimes I say things out loud and I'm like, I really did that.
I think what I would be curious about, Ava, if I could hop in, you have so many lives. Can you point to a specific bad date or a specific moment in a relationship when you're like, whoa, this is crazy? Like something that you can pinpoint. Maybe.
Yeah, I do. Okay. It's really dark though. So
we're here for you.
This is your safe space.
So it's super dark, guys. So I was dating the drug dealer guy, right?
Okay.
And it was really bad. Like he used to beat me up so bad that like he would say man up to me, and then when I finally put my fist up, he would be like, that a girl, and he'd walk away. Like it was really bad.
Oh, jeez.
And he had a gun under his pillow all the time, and there was one time that I was, you know,
yeah,
like I wasn't eating very much, I was doing a lot of drugs, I was like with this crazy person, I was like not sure where I was totally lost, and like I had a moment where I grabbed that gun and I held it up against his head one night, and I was about ready to do it, and I didn't do it, my gun, but like it just, I've never felt that much hopelessness.
Yeah.
Before, where that's the only way you feel like you're going to get out. So when I watch TV shows and watch movies and stuff like that, where they feel like this is the only thing that they can do to get out of the situation, I totally understand that. So it's not the only way that you can get out. Obviously, you can. There are other ways, but like that was a moment that freaked me out.
What stopped you in that moment?
I think just because I knew. I think. Thank God, like, I had made that, not to bring the Mormon thing in, but I'd made that choice to try and be a better person at one point. Yeah. And I think knowing that, having that always been the back of my head, going like, no, you really want to be a good person, and you really want to do good in this world.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be like the people that you've surrounded yourself with. And I think that little voice in me stopped me.
What do you think are the top two things that a woman can do right now if she's in an aggressive, violent, demeaning relationship?
Like, get a bag and leave.
Just get out.
Get a restraining order. Get out. It's just the only thing you can do. I mean, I've been in so many. It's so crazy. I'm like, how did I go from one abusive relationship to the next? It's obviously generational. Like, my parents, my mother was abused, and my grandmother was abused. And, like, I saw that, and my mother witnessed it. It's like, it's just like, becomes generational trauma. And I think that like the only way to stop it is to really kind of like go to therapy and like make sure that you're hanging out with the right people who really do care about you and you know what unconditional love is. Because I think that when my mother finally, this is a really cool story. So my mom dated this guy in high school, but he was in college, and then he went off to college. They dated for a year. He went off to college. So they broke up, you know, and she'd always wondered about him. And like, she obviously got married three times and then had me and my brother and then had like divorced my dad. And then 20 years ago, 25 years ago, is that right? Yeah, I was 14 or 15, 13, right there. He called my aunt looking for my mother because they had the same maiden name. And left his number, said, hey, like, I'm looking for Karen, and, like, I'd love to talk with her, just want to catch up. My mom found out. She goes, oh, my God, I always wondered what happened to him. I really liked him. And they went on a date, and then they're married now.
Oh, wow.
Yay, happy
ending. Isn't that crazy? And he is, like, the best. But, like, until my mother became happy, I wasn't really sure how to figure out who I needed to be with. Does that make sense?
How, like, your happiness would come about?
Yeah, I feel like people need to have good examples in your life. And so if you're not with people who are those good examples,
sure.
Like the people who, like Jeff, like how he never really has those stories, I envy those people because they had it so easy. They don't have to think about making the right choices because they've already always had the right choices been put in their path. You know sure. what I mean? Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that. It's
thank you for story. Sharing.
Should I say a dick joke now?
I mean, I was just going to fart into the microphone, great. So I don't, you know, we want to...
Great.
Great. Great. Great. Right next to him.
Da-da-da-da-da. Well, so let's go from there into something very closely themed, red flags.
Woo!
Now, red flags, ladies and gentlemen, is the a game of terrible dates. What we're going to do here is we're going to read a few red flags between us all. We each have three cards in front of us. Reread all three, and then you kind of pick the absolute worst one. The one is that, in the words of Step Brothers, is your bugaboo, the one that you just can't live with. So as our wonderful guest, Ava, would you like to go first?
Sure. So I have to read all of them?
Read all of them, and then just kind of go with whatever speaks to you.
Okay, only speaks in business buzzwords.
Interesting. Give me an example of a
yeah,
business buzzword.
What is that?
Like strategy?
I'm thinking like if you're like out to drinks and you're like, what's the synergy on the situation right
oh.
now?
Oh,
see, I feel like if someone said that to me, I'd be like, okay, say that to me while we're having sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While you're inside me, what's the synergy?
Here. Yeah, what is the synergy you keep talking about? I don't know. I think intellectual talk is sexy.
Especially, you can work that into role play.
Like, if you can work, if you can say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious in a very intelligent way, you can come out anywhere you want on me.
Wow. There we go.
Except my eyes. I have contacts.
Yeah.
It's like when you get spicy stuff.
So they got to be really precise about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I don't want to. That's yeah. just.
There we go.
Eats crayons.
It's kind of cute.
Has a dozen kids from a dozen partners.
Well, at least you know they're social.
Yeah. Love children.
It's a lot of kids.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
And the question is, did he ever wrap it or did he just say, you know, is he
screw
just,
it.
Is he potent?
Right.
He has a dozen kids.
He's got
that's
strong
12
swimmers.
Kids from 12 different people.
Can you imagine that Thanksgiving?
Yeah, but then it's like, fine. I'm going to be number 13. That doesn't
or
sound.
You'll just be thoroughly entertained.
Or you'll be the one. That stops this process.
Ends all the trauma.
You can't have kids with them then.
I should be like, yo, I'm sterile.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Did anyone here ever eat crayons?
I don't know. I might.
I sniff the markers.
Stay with the crayon guy, though, because you know at least he's
that's
got
class.
You know what his diet is. So if he ever has.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And then for his birthday, you get him a box of 64. Call it a night.
Cheap.
Yeah. He knows what he wants. Very simple man.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think these are necessarily red flags as much as they are just people know what they want.
Yeah. We're supposed to choose the red flag we're going to take or the worst one?
The worst one, which you couldn't put up with.
Got it. She's put up with a lot, so I agree with the crayon front. I think it totally agrees.
He used to choke me too. Yeah. He ate crayons.
Like I would be like, if you eat crayons, baby, we're good.
I know.
We're good.
We needed like atomic red flags.
Yeah, I think having a dozen kids from a dozen partners would probably be a little like.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
It's a baby drama, mama.
Yeah, and like I feel like we live in a world where like there's a lot of girl on girl friction from the dudes. And that's not okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like if those are the people that would have
a lot of catfights, not fun.
Yeah, and I'm just like even when that girl found out, I felt really bad for her. And I was like, "Can I do anything for you?" And she's like, "What?"
You're so sweet.
Did you know like when people like,
"Can I make you pie?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, can I? Do you know like when people? When a guy like cheats on a girl, another
and
girl,
the girls always get mad at each
other.
Other.
I'm like, why?
And you're like, it's this fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I agree.
No, kill that guy.
Okay, do I go next?
Yeah, what are yours?
What do you think, loving?
Okay, is a hobbit. Ooh, some of those hobbits are sexy. Has 19 kids and counting.
Oh, after 12.
Wow, like that famous TV show, Got the Money. is wanted in every state except Florida because Florida doesn't want them.
Hashtag recount.
We don't want Florida. Okay, that's a lie. Great people come from Florida.
We love Florida.
I
actually found out we have two fans from Florida listening to this show.
A lot of murdering there. Total Hopefully fans they're 10. Not from the panhandle.
So, yeah.
You know.
They're like listening to this while on bath salts. They're like, screw they're this. Like, oh my God, they're talking about us. They're what? Talking about us.
Now, listen, there's a lot of murdering in Florida. So if you're wanted in every state except Florida, I feel like they're wanted for low-end crimes. Like, you know, he's a thief. He stole some money, maybe a diamond ring for me. Maybe I'll go with...
maybe a diamond ring from...
With the...
Get that,
I mean,
Chris,
okay, the worst one, I guess, would be... The 19 kids is a lot, but, like, if you're a hobbit, it just, how can I fit in there? We're not going to be able to visit, you know? We can't do it, obviously.
Yeah, but have you seen their homes? Their homes are beautiful.
Yeah, the beer?
Really got to squeeze in there, though. It's not going to be a good night's sleep.
They
ever.
Always dress very fanciful.
You're right. You're right. Hey, I would love everything about the lifestyle.
So you don't like hobbits. Lord of the Rings did nothing for you.
Man, were their faces great.
And
should I say it? Should
very
I say
handsome.
It?
You, it, no, I mean, it's up to you.
That's fine.
Say it.
So,
okay.
Jeff, why don't you hit us exciting. Up, buddy? Your three cards.
I would love to. So I have doesn't know the difference between your and your.
Ask
That's
Ross on
bad.
Friends.
That's
yes. Y-O-U-R. Y-O-U-R. Y-O-U-R is your. This is how I get.
Okay, what else?
I've also got only speaks in yelling. Which I think,
that's voice modulation. That is a real thing.
I know, and I know people like that. And then sold your pets on Craigslist.
Ugh, what a bastard!
Oh no,
that is
I've got
so
three
bad.
Interesting ones. So does this mean sold your pets on Craigslist, as in their pets or my pets on Craigslist?
Your pets, because they didn't want to deal with your shit.
You know,
wait, how are you treating your pets, though, that they would be like enough to where like we need to sell these because you don't take care of them?
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny. My wife is so allergic to animals. That was actually our biggest red flag as we were dating. I found out like 5 months in that she was like non-animal allergic where we could never have one. And that's been the biggest question that I had during our engagement. But I still, because I love animals and I had to give that up. But I feel like she would do that. I feel like. She
well,
might.
No, my boyfriend, we have a cat, and I tell him to take a 24-hour Claritin D. I'd say, you need to take your D today, because if you don't get enough D, then I'm
then
not
going to... you're not going to have enough D.
We might D explore today. That later down the road. Only speaks in yelling. That would be tough for me. These are all tough, but I think...
You got some good ones.
I know. I think I would be okay with someone who sold the pets on Craigslist, because this card doesn't say I didn't give them permission to do that. And who's to say that Craigslist is that bad to sell pets? They sell everything.
True.
So. They do. But a lot of people get murdered on Craigslist,
too. Yeah, and also cats get murdered on Craigslist,
do
if
they?
You saw that documentary.
Oh, no, I can't.
Can't do it.
Can't,
made it through half of it. I want to murder everybody.
Can't even look.
Can't
I stand by what I said.
Ugh.
All right,
bastard.
Jeff.
Thank you so much, Jeff!
You're welcome.
Thanks, James.
That's
now, my three are literally always on a segue.
Oh.
You Job-loving bastard.
What a Taurus.
Uses the word chillax in every sentence. I mean, if it was something like, honey,
cool, bro.
Chillax, you're about to get laid, then... but that's not...
You're going to work that.
Or they're like, chillax, stay in this cage for a while.
Chillax, yeah. Mm-hmm. What is this, you?
Yeah, I know.
Chillax. I just drugged you.
Get some more cocaine.
So, yeah, they're like, enjoy your trip.
Or first name is Poop.
Ooh. No, you just call her Poop or Pee.
Pooh Bear?
Pee.
Poopy?
Poopy. Poop.
I don't know if it's Poop. Adam and Poop.
Opie.
Cordially Opie. Invite you to their wedding.
Mm-hmm. You so could just say, I'm not going to call you by your name.
Yeah, I mean, I can't hold that against her.
Your name is now Sarah, as long as we're dating.
Ah, Sarah. That's a name. No good people and bad people with that name. Literally always on a segue.
Like, you have to do it on a segue. That's hard.
Literally always on a segue. But then we can stand up. That's
but
good for my...
Ways,
like,
though?
Yeah, but I feel like that would motivate you to like do a lot of yoga.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, and you'd be so yoga fit. Oh my God.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to go with first name's Poop.
Ooh.
Excellent choice.
Because I can change a lot, but I can't change my mind on that. All right, Jeff?
All right, Adam.
That's a tone of we're going to talk after the show. I know what that means. Okay, so, all right. We're winding down here. Any advice? Obviously, Terry talked to you a little bit before when we got a little bit more serious, but anything you want to give to women out there who, and this is for both of you. So let's just say advice you wish you could have had when you were 18, advice you wish you could have had when you first came out to LA and you were just about to get lost in this cluster F of a town. What's something either you wish you could go back and tell younger you, or you just want to tell younger women out there who are coming here doing all this stuff? Because to me, you both are, you're killing it on Instagram, you're killing it, you're both funny, you're working, you're doing great things.
Except on the show, I'm not funny.
Except on the... This got serious. Oh, what did I do? So...
Okay.
I don't want to talk to my parents. So, anything you'd like to give.
Do you want to go first?
No, sir.
Sure. I mean, you're talking about if you're here and in LA and you're young and you're trying to do it, be consistent and don't ever give up. And also don't get married before you're 30. I never did. Glad I never did. There's people I know right now who got married and they're all getting divorced. And it's rough living because they did not know who they were. You think you know, but then you don't know.
That's so first divorce wave.
That's really, like that's the thing that's happening. And I'm like, true. I'm glad I'm not in that wave. Not to say I haven't had my bad loops of relationships, but that's the advice I got. Keep on doing your thing. Be you. We love you.
Idiot Army, everybody.
I agree with the, you don't know yourself until you're in your 30s, honestly. And I think that if there's any advice I would have given myself, would have been to just really focus on me and like, I love hanging out with myself by myself as I've gotten older. I also know that I've lived longer than Jesus. So, like, that's I have true. That going for me now, mm-hmm. Which is great. but I think also, like, I hustle every day for my acting thing, and it sucks because, like, sometimes you don't book stuff and you'll get really close or... It's just the nature of the business. And I think the people that come out here with the whole, like, oh, I'm going to give it 5 years. If you really are going to be out here.
Then you're doing it.
You just do it. Like, don't give it the,
that's
oh,
like
this.
Saying, I'm going to give my marriage 5 years.
Yeah, just don't. This is a long-term thing. There are people that didn't get big until their 50s, and they were out here in their 20s. So it's like, you just have to, this is it. You just have to be poor, and it's exciting. It's very exciting. All very scary, but it's just a day-to-day thing. And I think also, there's something else I was going to say. It was very, very, very intellectual and very, it had some great wisdom to it. And I forgot. Great.
We can come back to it if it sparks up.
It'll come back. Still have a little bit of time.
Okay.
Why don't you, ladies, give us your handles, work that's coming up, places we can catch you, what's going on?
My handle is just my name because I'm very creative.
There we go.
It's EVACEJA, Ava Ceja, both on Twitter and Instagram.
There we
Again,
go.
Very creative.
Yeah.
And I actually am going to premiere for this movie I did.
Stop.
Called Nation's Fire, directed by Thomas Churchill, and it's starring Bruce Dern and Gil Bellows.
So
very
cool.
I play one of the biker chicks in the lead gang there.
Awesome.
Which is great. I had a blast doing it. So I'm going to see everybody, the whole cast on the 16th. But it comes out on VOD and streaming on the 21st of January.
Fantastic. That name again?
Nation's Fire.
Nation's Fire.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. I am super badass. I ride motorcycles and...
Can't wait to see it.
Get this gun shot at me. Oh, my God.
Get this gun?
No, I was shooting this thing. And so they had air bullets, right? And it's a scene in this tattoo parlor. And they said, Ava, okay, we only get one shot at this, so, you know.
Do it.
Do it. And I was like, what? And they're like, we're going to shoot these air bullets at you in sequence as like a machine gun. And you have to drop down and get out of the room. And I was like, sure.
Whatever you say.
Yeah, and I did it. I fucking did it. And yeah, it was, if I hadn't ducked down, it would have hit me. Because I went back and saw the wall that they were using. And there are holes in the wall. And I was like, you shot those at me.
You're a one-take Osmond.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
Yeah. And they were like, good job, babe. And I was like, yeah, good job. This is great.
Heck yeah.
Like, it was really
She's
good.
She's a badass.
So I'm really excited to see that part because I don't know what my face looks like.
We can't wait to see it. Tara?
Guys, you know me. I'm Tara Erickson, TaraErickson. Find me especially on YouTube at Tara Erickson, on Instagram at the Tara Erickson on Twitter. You will find me here at AfterBuzz. I'll be covering Avenue 5 for HBO and doing a bunch of other stuff like Why Aren't You Watching TV show, hopefully coming late January.
Awesome. And guys, my name is Adam Carr. Thank you so much for joining us today with Horribly Hollywood Single. Be sure to subscribe, like us on Apple Podcasts, like the video on YouTube coming out right now. I'd like to leave everybody just with a little bit of a quote for today. Dating is like desperately trying to watch porn when your Wi-Fi is shoddy and keeps shutting down. Dating in LA, same scenario, only when the Wi-Fi comes back on, the porno stars your parents. This is Adam Carr reminding you all, stay horrible, stay single. Hey, we don't judge.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.